Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will Putin, will Russia attack NATO soon? An interesting question. The Sun wrote on August 13, with his back against the wall, Putin could choose to risk it all and attempt a World War III stalking attack on a NATO nation, according to longtime Kremlin critic and Brit banker Bill Browder. The gamble would aim to test who is truly on Ukraine's side and would be aimed at the US, with Russia hoping they would avoid being drawn into a conflict, despite Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which says if one country is attacked, the others have to come to their rescue. One theory is Putin could grab a city in Poland, or one of the three Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, all NATO nations which have strongly backed Ukraine during the war. Now listen to this carefully. A U.S. intelligence report even revealed this week that U.S. officials fear Putin is plotting a small-scale land incursion to test the alliance. Bill told the Sun, Putin has reached a stalemate in his war with Ukraine. It's been going on for more than 4 years, and he is unable to gain more territory. He is losing between 1,000 to 1,500 troops a day. His oil refineries and warehouses of online retailers are being bombed by the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians are developing more and more sophisticated weapons, so they've reached a stalemate. And of course, he's short on money. Russia's faltering economy is one of the biggest issues hampering the war, he says. If he were to attack a NATO country, he might do that with the expectation that Trump does not get involved. I think it's a very valid expectation. And then he's got the situation where you have NATO without America, leading to the demise of NATO, which we fear very strongly is going to happen. Bill says the Kremlin could demand countries stop funding Ukraine and supplying weapons or risk war with Russia. That may be Putin's best way to win the war with Ukraine, as if Ukraine doesn't get enough European funding, they will lose the war, he said. And some of these thoughts are very interesting because we know from the Bible that ultimately Russia and Ukraine will be together and they will work against Europe. But that's not all. On August 16, the German paper Die Welt wrote the following. Russia is increasingly becoming a threat to Europe. The explosive-laden drone at Leipzig airport, the impact of a Russian missile in Poland, a drone crash in Romania, and repeated airspace violations in the Baltic states. For former U.S. Secretary of Defense and ex-CIA Chief Leon Panetta, these are warning signs that Kremlin leader Vladimir Putin is systematically testing Europe's lines of defense. Again, the same thing what we have just heard in the previous article. Panetta is no longer willing to rule out even a nightmare scenario. Russian military actions taking place on German soil as well. Something Russia has been warning Germany for years. Putin reacts to weakness, he says, and if he senses it in NATO and the United States, he will continue to provoke and strike. And we know that, again from the Bible, Russia and China and Ukraine and other Far Eastern nations will attack Europe and Germany. Not quite now, yet, not yet, but it's going to happen. And it's not that far off either. The Sun wrote on August 18, an apocalyptic war is looming over Europe as Russia lines its borders with new drone bases capable of striking NATO. and Kremlin warships stalk the seas. Desperate, Vladimir Putin is rapidly expanding Russia's drone network and developing new warfare tactics as he prepares to take on the West. Images showed enough storage at one base only, we're talking about many, for more than 1,000 drones to be kept on site at one time. Turkey, Romania, Eastern Poland, and the Baltic Republics, Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia, are all under threat, and as we have seen, so might be even Germany. But even that's not all, because here's an alarming article by The Atlantic, dated August 17. Western military planners do not seem eager to talk about their nightmare scenario, much less prepare for it. But they tend to agree on how it would begin. A coordinated, near simultaneous attack on opposite sides of the planet, in which Russia targets a NATO member in Eastern Europe, while China makes its move against Taiwan. The US military would need to react on two fronts at once, three if it remains at war in the Middle East. And if those two countries strike, they will do so while the war in the Middle East is still ongoing. About a year ago, General Alexis Grinkevich, the top NATO commander in Europe, issued a rare public warning about the risk of a two-front war, maybe now three-front war, against Russia and China and Iran, and he called on European allies to help the US prepare. But when I asked a range of military experts and strategists what the West would do in such a situation, the responses rang surprisingly hollow. Most of them expressed bewilderment and a bit of shame about how little has been done in recent years to study this risk in detail. And when it comes to the war in the Middle East, then as Putin's back is against the wall, so is Trump's. Trump doesn't know what to do. He wants to get out, and he doesn't know how to get out. And that makes it very dangerous. And his frustration, his anger, can be seen now almost like on a daily basis, based on his posts, based on his threats, based on the way he attacks journalists. And so Vietnam.vn wrote the following on August 17. Former U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene claims that officials in Washington are discussing the possibility of using nuclear weapons against Iran amidst the escalating months-long conflict. According to Ms. Greene, the issue of nuclear weapons use was discussed in strategic planning meetings. Ms. Greene wrote, "They are discussing the use of nuclear weapons against Iran in strategic meetings. I am not speculating. I know that. And that is absolutely evil." Mrs. Greene warns that such a move could trigger a nuclear catastrophe and drag the world into a war on a much larger scale. And if America were to do this, and of course Trump has been warning about it in the past, and it would be naive to just dismiss his threats as mere threats. Can you imagine the reaction of the world? America is already the most hated country in the world. The idea like that Trump has made America great again, it's the most respected country in the world. What an illusion! What fake news, if you please. That would be the time when Russia and China would most certainly strike. Even if the threat becomes more supposedly a reality, they would strike. Can you imagine what this will do for this world? Ultimately, NATO is going to be gone. America is becoming more and more irrelevant and hated. And Europe will arise, something we have been telling you for decades. And they will become the power which ultimately will attack the United States of America. But then Europe will be attacked itself by those kings of the East, as the Bible calls it. Those Far Eastern nations. The times are very, very serious, and we're getting closer and closer to those events. Now, the good news is all of this has to happen. And then Jesus Christ will return to make an end to the madness of human misrule. Now, we have plenty of booklets we have prepared for you going into all these prophetic events. If you really want to know the truth based on the Bible, if you just want to argue, then of course it doesn't help you any. But if you want to know the truth, please ask for free copies. We'll be happy to send them to you. And also, I encourage you to subscribe to our weekly update where we have, for instance, current events which tell you in the light of biblical prophecy how these news fit together, like I did today in this program. You cannot just look at one paper with one article and say, oh, here, that's the end of it all. No, no, no. You have to put this together, like in the Bible. You have to put the scriptures together, and they only fit together in one way to get the complete and total picture. So the update you can get via email every week. You just have to subscribe. And so I would encourage you to do that. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.